Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, you've heard me talk about this on this show quite a bit lately, and since the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the amount of misinformation about what he says and the context in which he said it has just been absolutely incredible. How they folks have misquoted him over and over and over again, and I caution folks that it's easily done, but I think it's really been intentional. But just to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, when things are said in a debate construct, because you're responding to something that somebody else said, and then if you take that snippet and you don't put it in its full context, it can be very, very misleading. Our next guest, Curtis Hill, Project 21 ambassador, also served as Indiana's attorney general, wrote a piece the other day discussing Charlie's legacy and why, as a black man, he shares Charlie's much-quoted concerns about some of the issues that he's presented, but more specifically, DEI. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Newell, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know how you would describe the environment today. I mean, I watch folks taking these positions that Charlie had taken over the years, just so out of context, it's just mind-numbing.
Well, you know, Newell, what happens is people believe what they want to believe, and the left is convinced that they're losing this battle, and so they take a stand-up guy like Charlie Kirk, who speaks the truth, and they demonize him, and they take statements that he makes in his effort to demonstrate truth, and to take it out of context, as you indicated. And the whole point is to turn them into a racist. If you can't beat them on the debate, if you can't defund them, make them a racist and shut them up. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who take the bait and stay on the sidelines. They have things they want to express, but because they may come off as not politically correct, a lot of people stay on the sidelines and keep their mouths shut. Not Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk went right into the breach with a direct communication, talking about how DEI was detrimental to blacks. The very people that are supposed to be uplifted, it's actually hurting them. And the quote that I see all the time is, he said, I see a black pilot in the cockpit, and I'm wondering if he's qualified. And they turn that into, oh, Charlie Kirk is against black pilots. No, he's for black pilots. He wants to make sure that they were chosen for their excellence as opposed to the race.
Yeah, it's amazing. You, as a black member of society, I've heard Jasmine Crockett and AOC and a whole host of folks saying that, and taking that quote, for example, and saying it was dehumanizing and it was meant to be a bad thing and racist. And I mean, there's just so many ways that they describe it. Did you ever feel that?
Never. Not only is it not dehumanizing, it's actually creating a standard that we want to have. I believe in diversity. I don't believe in diversity at the risk of excellence. I think inclusion is fine, but not at the risk of competence. We have to put a perspective on this thing. And what happens is you put people in positions, and it forces folks to look at them askance and say, well, what was the reason they picked this person? I'll give you an example, Newell. A few years back when Joe Biden was vice president running for president, or former vice president running for president, and he was going to choose his running mate, they said, who do you want? He says, I want a black woman. Well, right there, he marginalized the effectiveness of whatever black woman he chose because he prioritized her race and sex over her competence. Now, what he could have done, what he should have done, was simply chose the person that he wanted, and that person would have happened to have been black or happened to have been a woman, and they wouldn't have been marginalized or made a meaningless appointment. There's ways to promote the effort and desire to have a diverse society without preferencing or prioritizing race, sexuality, and actually end up marginalizing the folks that we're trying to help.
Well, obviously he did it trying to coalesce a political group with still with the belief that blacks only vote for blacks, whites only vote for whites, Hispanic only vote for Hispanics, but we know that not to be true, right?
Well, it's not true. The thing is, it historically had been true at one point, but things have changed. I mean, there's a real revelation going on within the black community that, you know, for 60 years, we've been being peddled and fed the same information, and black America has not progressed. And yet, all sorts of other groups, including sexual transgenders, have been able to hitch their wagon on the black civil rights agenda, and they've been able to score over and over and over again, while the black community continues to come up short. So it's high time that the black community looks up and says, we're not looking at Democrats, we're not looking at Republicans, we're looking independently at what's in the best interest of our progressing in America. And what do black Americans want? They want the same thing as white Americans want. They want freedom, they want good schools, they want good neighborhoods, they want good jobs. That's what equal justice is all about.
No doubt. One of the other comments that seems to be going across this country like wildfire was a statement made by Charlie relative to black women, saying that black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. And, you know, obviously that taken in absence of context, it sounds absolutely horrible, right? But it was in response to this whole thing about affirmative action, and he singled out Michelle Obama, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joy Reid, and late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And it was when they came out and said that the only reason they are what they are in life was because of affirmative action. And I think he was trying to make the point, as you just said earlier, that that's not a connotation that is very positive, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's marginalizing. It's taking someone who otherwise could be very, very competent and reducing them to the sum of their race and the sum of their gender. That's exactly what we don't want to do. We want young children, young black kids in particular, to look at what it takes to get ahead, not as, well, I'm just going to line up in here because they need four more blacks and I'm black. No, we want them to feel that they have to prepare, to learn, to drive themselves to be successful the proper way, through earnest and hard work.
Yeah, I mean, I loved when his response to a lot of folks used to be, why is the NFL got this percentage of blacks and the NBA has this percentage of blacks and they get this deer in the headlights look? And he goes, it's okay, you can go ahead, you can say it, because they're the best. they're exceptional. That's why they're on the team, not because they're black.
And that's what the American standard should be. It should be about choosing the best person. It's not about having a desire to do something else. The biggest problem that I saw with DEI, with companies and universities, is it was a game. It was not a true measure of actually trying to be successful in creating diversity. It was being able to say, we have a program. Look at us. We've got a program. But if you look at whatever their success rates, and I'm not sure how you measure diversity success rates other than through quotas, but they're not able to demonstrate any success whatsoever other than they're making preferential choices based on race. And if you're talking about the aviation industry and you're choosing someone to be a pilot in the airplane on the basis of race and as opposed to the basis of flying the plane, from my standpoint, Newell, I want to know that guy can land a plane. I don't care what he wears. He can wear a dress. He can wear makeup. I don't care. I just want to make sure that that's the best pilot that's in the sky when I'm flying.
What do you say when, you know, folks, and I have a, you know, bunch of folks that are texting in saying that, you know, DEI and affirmative action only opened the door. They still, once they were in, they still had to produce and they still had to make the grade. But that there's a price to pay there, right?
Well, the preferential treatment has got to stop. You know, we've had protected classes in the last 60 years set aside. We're going to set aside so many spots for this particular person and that particular person, and it hasn't worked. And the problem with protecting protecting some classes is that you're not protecting others. And the bottom line is that's not equal opportunity as we see it from the 14th Amendment. The idea that everyone has an equal shot. We have to go back to a society that gets everybody an equal shot, puts them off the starting line, and then from there it's a matter of individual merit. Some people are going to be stronger. Some people are going to be better. Some people are going to be smarter. And, yes, we do have to acknowledge that there have been problems in this country that have created generations of detriment and disadvantage in the black community and other communities as well. Making preferential treatment has not proven to be the answer and has been detrimental to the success of blacks and other minorities as well.
I mean, at some point, I don't know where this all squares itself up, but when you look at political leadership, for example, in some areas of the country, you've had black leadership for generations now, at least two. You know, in some cities.
Well, in most of your major cities, you've had black mayors. You've had policies that were designed to be so-called to the advantage of black individuals, and it hasn't done anything to decrease the wage gaps, the income gaps, the education gaps. They still exist. There's something else going on. It doesn't mean that we don't have a problem with trying to bring all of our folks together to create opportunity. But affirmative action, DEI, has not been the answer.
Yeah. Do you think when does the rhetoric here change? You know, I mean, it just seems that we are at a flashpoint. Charlie's assassination obviously has brought to the forefront a lot of discussion here. I don't find that it's getting any friendlier.
Well, it's very divided. As I say, a lot of the discussion centers around who you like. If you were a Charlie Kirk fan, you look at his comments in one way. If you didn't like Charlie Kirk, you looked at him another way. We've seen this in the context of hate speech in the last few weeks, which is awful from my perspective. I think it changes as we look at Charlie's life and the engagement of others, what they're doing to get young people to think critically, what they're doing in various communities to make people aware that maybe I should consider what's happened in the last 40, 50, 60 years and what could happen going forward. I think as we see in the last 2 weeks, we're seeing a lot of young people thinking about church for the first time and giving the biblical experience an opportunity. That's a much needed direction in this country. So hopefully we'll see more and more leadership that's getting youngsters and even oldsters to think critically, to listen to the truth, to not fall for the far left socialism policies that sound good, but they don't really work. That's one of the guys I admire the most, Thomas Sowell, used to be a socialist when he was a young man. And someone asked him, well, you were a socialist. Why did you stop? And he said, because it didn't work. There wasn't anything fancy. It just didn't work. And that's what we have to do is we have to be in a position to do what Charlie did, which was take on the issue, be bold about it, come armed with information, come armed with statistics, and be willing to count the cost of your conviction. Count the cost of I speak the truth. I may lose money, but I'm speaking the truth. I may lose my freedom, but I'm speaking the truth. I may lose my life, but I'm speaking the truth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad you brought up critical thinking. I did a monologue on it the other day. And the one thing that was interesting to me, and I started following Charlie's career several years ago, looking at the YouTube videos of when he'd go on campuses, and it revealed an astonishing phenomenon. As he talked to these students, there was like, In my view, very little critical thinking skills there. I mean,
there was no thinking.
I mean, it was like they had been fed a dose of something somewhere, somehow. They bought in it, you know, hook, line, and sinker, and didn't know a single fact about any of it to support their proposition, their position. It was amazing to me.
Well, and that's one of the benefits of Charlie and others that have gone off to college campuses to challenge these youngsters, because Newell, you wouldn't know about that if there weren't Charlie Kirks out there taking these messages onto the campuses, because it's so bizarre. When you see the ignorance that's displayed by some of these kids, you want to scream. We wouldn't know about it if we didn't have this challenge. It's much like what happened through the pandemic. The positive to the pandemic was parents got to learn firsthand what their kids weren't learning in grade school and high school. Before that, you send your kids to school and you thought they were in good hands. Then suddenly the kids are at home and they're getting these lessons online, and parents are walking by the computer and saying, "What's that crap? That's not what I bargained for." So much of this is about being enlightened so that we start to move in the right direction.
Curtis Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Project 21 ambassador. He's the former Indiana Attorney General. And I really appreciated your piece and that you posted. But also your willingness to step up, and provide a black perspective on this issue that, I don't think many people think is actually really out there. And I'm glad that you're standing up to do so, very brave.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think the black perspective is the American perspective, and it's just a matter of time before we see the black community taking a rise up and helping lead us back to the freedom that this nation was founded on.
No doubt. We are more alike than there are things that separate us. I mean, I was the former sheriff here, and I used to tell people all the time, we all want the same things, as cliche as it sounds, a safe place to live, work, and raise our family. It's not that hard. I mean, you know, when you think about it. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
Thank you, Neil. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk In text line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.